May 29th, 7 a.m. in my bedroom. I just got out of bed 30 minutes ago, but I'm still totally exhausted, mostly due to excessive worry and sleep deprivation. My life would be perfect if I could sleep late, watch cartoons, chillax, eat yummy snacks, take a nap, and go to school for only half a day. Yes, I'll admit it. I wish I was back in kindergarten. My life was so simple then. I checked my email, and there weren't any new posts about Andre and me. Thank goodness. I did receive that packet of info about the Paris trip. It said the flight is going to be 7.5 hours, which is really long. But it's going to be a breeze compared to the horrific 90-minute plane trip I took with Brianna last summer when we went to visit my aunt in Indiana. It started with a really long wait in line to get through airport security to board the plane, which meant wandering through a crowded maze, taking off our shoes, and then walking into that thing that looks like a space pod. Brianna was bored out of her mind and sticking a wad of bubble gum up her nose, I am not lying, when she suddenly pointed and screamed, "Hey, look, a puppy!" Sure enough, there was a security guy with a German shepherd on a leash sniffing for drugs, bombs, or dangerous toiletries, whatever those dogs are trained to sniff for. "Brianna, that dog is busy working," my dad explained. "So please don't bother it, honey." In spite of my dad's warning, she quickly dove under the divider, rushed over to the dog, threw her arms around it, and gave it a big hug. My mom gasped, and I frantically dashed after Brianna. Luckily, the dog just sniffed her and licked her.
"I love puppies!"
The grumpy security guy scowled at Brianna and said, "Step away from the dog, miss." Brianna's eyes got huge. My parents froze. I quickly grabbed Brianna's hand. "Sorry, sir, she's just a little kid," I apologized. But he just glared at us. "Both of you, step away from the dog," he shouted. Brianna and I scrambled back to our spot in line while the dog just wagged his tail. My bratty little sister had almost gotten us arrested by attack-hugging a security dog, and we hadn't even made it to the plane yet. Unfortunately, it went totally downhill from there. Since we had left the house at 6 a.m., I was hoping she would sleep on the plane, but I couldn't have been more wrong. She was so hyped up on sugar from an overpriced airport breakfast of donuts and hot chocolate that she probably wasn't going to sleep for at least a week. Thanks a lot, Mom. To make matters worse, this was Brianna's very first trip on a plane. And unfortunately, we didn't have four seats all together in the same row because each row had only three seats. My parents sat together, and I was stuck sitting with Brianna a few rows behind them. Brianna demanded the window seat, so I was trapped between her and this businessman who kept on elbowing me as he typed on his laptop.
"Why aren't we flying?" she asked, 2 seconds after we sat down.
"Brianna, people are still boarding the plane," I explained. "We'll be leaving soon, okay?"
"How about now? Is it time yet? When are we going to fly?" she complained.
Mr. Laptop Guy was straight up trying to kill us with his eyes. I mean, I wanted Brianna to shut up too, but why was he giving me the evil eye? Once everyone was seated, the flight attendant started her speech about what to do when the plane crashes into the ocean. I'm not going to lie, that speech always makes me a little nervous. So I kind of understood when Brianna started to freak out. But my little sister took freaking out to a whole new level.
Is my seatbelt tight enough? Promise you'll do my air mask first, Nikki. A water landing? Where's my life vest?
Brianna panicked. Then she climbed out of her seat and crawled underneath it, even though the plane was already taxiing on the runway. OMG! I almost had a heart attack when Brianna pulled out the life vest that was attached to the bottom of her seat.
Hey, she can't do that, Mr. Laptop Guy huffed, looking up from his computer.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to be on your laptop during takeoff either, I shot back. But I just said it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I pulled Brianna back into her seat and grabbed her seatbelt. Okay, so have you ever tried to put a seatbelt on a child who is kicking, screaming, and having a temper tantrum while wearing a life vest aboard an airplane? Well, I have, and it's pretty much impossible. Brianna, take off that life vest now, I hissed, and get back into your seatbelt.
But the lady said we're going to have a water landing,
she screamed. We're flying from New York to Indiana. There will not be a water landing, I tried to reason with her.
You don't know that for sure,
she whined. Actually, I do.
What about lakes and rivers and swimming pools?
She cried. Okay, so maybe my sister had a point, but still. I was like, sorry, Brianna. Crashing into a swimming pool is way better than another minute stuck sitting next to you on this plane. Look, Brianna, if you chill out, I'll let you play Princess Sugarplum Adventures on Baby Unicorn Island on my cell phone, okay? But she didn't answer, because right then the plane lifted off the ground, and our ascent into the air felt a lot like a roller coaster going up a huge hill. That's when Brianna started to scream at the top of her lungs.
Would you please tell her to be quiet?
Mr. Laptop Guy grumbled. Sorry, I mumbled. Brianna, hey, look at me. We're okay. You wanted to fly. We're flying. Like fairies. Like unicorns. Unicorns don't fly, a woman muttered behind me. She was not helping. Thanks for nothing, lady. And I know unicorns don't fly, but this was a very stressful situation, okay? Is she all right? A flight attendant said, gripping the top of Mr. Laptop Guy's seat. I don't think she was supposed to be walking around yet, but Brianna's screams were hard to ignore. Not really, I sighed. Is she actually wearing her life vest? The attendant asked in disbelief. Duh, this lady had a really strong grasp of the obvious.
I'd like a different seat, Mr. Laptop Guy snarled.
Brianna, honey, why are you screaming? Asked my mom, who was now standing up in her row.
Ma'am, please sit down now, the flight attendant snapped at her.
That is my daughter, Mom shot back. Suddenly, Brianna stopped screaming and pointed out the window.
Wow! Cotton candy clouds!
After that, Mr. Laptop Guy switched seats with my mom, and Brianna only screamed again when the plane ride got a little bumpy.
No!
And when someone flushed the toilet on the plane. And when the flight attendant offered her apple juice because the airline didn't serve Princess Sugar Plum Punch. And when we were landing. And when it took 10 minutes to get off the plane. And in the airport when Dad wouldn't let her ride on the baggage carousel with the suitcases. I could not believe the moment Brianna chose to finally fall asleep. In the rental car, as we were pulling into my aunt's driveway.
Oh, she's sleeping like a little angel,
my aunt gushed, gazing at her through the window. In spite of the fact that Brianna had been acting like a Tasmanian devil in pink Barbie sneakers, my mom actually agreed with her. That's when I totally lost it. Really? If Brianna is an angel, then maybe she can fly herself home. Sorry, people, but I will not be sitting next to her on the return flight. But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. Hey, I really love my little sister. It's just that sometimes I can't help but wonder what it would be like to be an only child. Anyway, I've finally decided to break the news to Brandon about the trip to Paris when we hang out at Queasy Cheesy this weekend. Then maybe we can both meet Chloe and Zoe at the Cupcakery and tell them about everything. I've decided not to worry about those stupid photos for now. Andre's last day here at WCD is tomorrow, and then he'll be going back to NHH. So it will be impossible for anyone to post new photos after that, since we won't be around each other anymore. I guess those haters will have to find something else to do. Thank goodness all this photo drama will be over in 2 more days. I just hope my BFFs don't see them before then. Fingers crossed. I already feel like a humongous weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Thursday, 12:20 p.m. at my locker. Well, my day is pretty much ruined. A new photo was posted 2 hours ago of the two of us taking a selfie together. Cheer girl. Aw, don't they make a picture-perfect couple? Love my lip gloss. Nikki still denies they're an item, though. Nikki, we see you, girl. Selfie chic. Right, she's not fooling anybody. That chick is so scandalous. Flawless. I seriously can't believe she dropped Brandon for this shallow jerk. I'm Team Brandon all the way. Diva 124. Team Brandon for life? What does Andre have that he doesn't? Love my lip gloss. That's easy. He's French, he's fine, and he has tons of money. All Brandon has is a cute smile and a dusty old camera. And I totally don't get why he loves hanging around stray dogs. I mean the four-legged ones, not Chloe, Zoe, and Nikki. Selfie chic. LOL! Girlfriend, that was shady. That's when I stopped reading. Those posts were cruel. I sighed and blinked back my tears. Then I studied the photo carefully, trying my best to remember when Andre and I may have taken any selfies together. Based on the outfit I was wearing, this had to have been taken on Tuesday. That's when I suddenly remembered that Chloe, Zoe, Andre, and I had taken a selfie together on that day. But it appeared that Chloe and Zoe had been completely cropped out of the photo. Obviously, someone wanted it to look like Andre and I were taking selfies together because we were totally into each other. Which is a big, fat lie. I was so angry. But not nearly as angry as I was about the photo that was just posted 10 minutes ago, calling us lovebirds because I was holding a cinnamon roll up to Andre in the library. Selfie chic. OMG, this is so romantic. Diva 124. Well, it's quite obvious they're serious about each other. Flawless. Nikki, how could you? Love my lip gloss. Just wait until Brandon finds out. Watching her messy love life unfold will be like watching a train wreck. I am totally loving it. Selfie chic. Me too. Things are getting good. I've got my bowl of popcorn ready. Love my lip gloss. I've got candy and my 3D glasses on. LOL. Cheer girl. I think you two are enjoying this a little too much. Diva 124. Why am I suddenly hungry for a warm cinnamon bun with cream cheese frosting? Flawless. Me too. Let's meet at the cupcakery after school. I stopped reading and shoved my cell phone back into my purse. I wanted to scream! Andre and I each had our own cinnamon roll. But for some reason, only one was shown in the photo. Mine! There was no way. We were just sitting there in the library like a bride and groom sharing a piece of wedding cake. Hey, I barely even know the guy. To make things even worse, it feels like the entire school is gossiping about me. Well, most of the kids in the CCP, cute, cool, and popular clique, anyway. Mackenzie and her friends were whispering about me while I was at my locker. My stomach feels so queasy, I could throw up on Mackenzie's really cute gold designer platform sandals. If I wasn't so worried about Brandon seeing those photos, assuming the worst, getting his feelings hurt, and then never speaking to me again, I'd rush down to the office, call my mom, and go home. But instead, I plan to go straight to bio and warn Brandon about those photos. Before it's too late. Thursday, 3:30 p.m., in the janitor's closet. Right now, I'm in the janitor's closet, writing this and trying not to have a complete meltdown. OMG, Mackenzie Hollister is pure evil. How evil is she? She's so evil that if I was in the hospital, she'd unplug my life support to charge her cell phone. As soon as I finished my last diary entry, I grabbed my books, stopped by Andre's locker, hey, he's part of my job duties, and rushed straight to bio. But unfortunately, I had arrived just seconds too late. Brandon, have you seen these super cute pics of Nikki online? I just stood there, freaking out, as Brandon scrolled through the photos. He looked shocked, surprised, and hurt, all at the same time. Right then, all I wanted to do was dig a really deep hole right next to my desk, crawl into it, and die. Once class started, I could practically feel Brandon staring at the back of my head. But whenever I turned around to make eye contact, he just gazed blankly at his bio book. Of course, Mackenzie sat there with a big, fat smirk on her face. She was so proud of herself for pretty much destroying my friendship with Brandon. I wanted to walk right up to her and say, "Congratulations, Mackenzie," and give her a high five. In the face! With a chair! Just kidding. Not! Seriously, that girl is lucky. I'm a very peaceful and non-violent person. I just totally ignored her when she started eyeballing me all evil-like. I mean, who does that? As soon as class was over, Brandon grabbed his backpack and quickly strode past me and out of the room. Practically everyone in class had heard the latest gossip and was staring at us. "Brandon, wait. I really need to talk to you," I said, following him out into the hall. "Privately, can we meet at your locker after school?" "Actually, Nikki, I'm supposed to work on the Fuzzy Friends website with some volunteers after school. I've been staying up really late all week, and it's not even half finished. And now my homework is piling up," he said, staring at the floor. I had to admit, he looked exhausted. I hadn't noticed the dark circles under his eyes until now. "Well, how about tomorrow morning?" I asked. "I'm coming to school an hour early tomorrow, but I'll be busy in the library trying to finish up all my homework that was due yesterday and today," he muttered in frustration. "Can you at least give me a minute or two?" I practically begged. "I mean, if you have time." "The real question is, do you have time?" Brandon said, finally looking at me. "Apparently you've been really busy lately with your new school project." "School project? What school project?" I asked, confused. Suddenly Brandon narrowed his eyes and stared behind me. "Here, Nicole," Andre said, handing me my backpack. "We'd better get going or we'll be late for class. Oh, hello, Brandon." "Nicole? Who's Nicole?" Brandon asked, staring at me, then Andre, and then back at me. "Never mind. I gotta go. Later." He sighed, thrust his hands deep into his pockets, turned, and trudged away. "What's wrong with him?" Andre shrugged. "He's acting like his best friend just died." "Actually, she did," I sighed, blinking back tears as I watched Brandon disappear down the hall.